All right. Of course, we are back live. Of course, Liz of the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com. Now, my next guest here at episode 60, of course, is this great former football player. He's a former linebacker for the Atlanta Falcons. He joined me on the DSSTVStation.com back in January, of course. He was supposed to do the DerekShapiroShow.com when I did Ryan Seacrest, but of course some technical stuff happened in Ackworth. I was using a different production team, but now I'm back with my original production team, Rich Productions, of course. Now I'm proud to announce Michael Reed. How you doing tonight, Michael?
Doing just fine, Derek. Doing
yes,
just fine.
Yes, and let's get you more on the... Yeah, okay, we got you in the camera.
We're in the camera now.
Yes. So tell me, of course, you being the former linebacker, of course, mm-hmm. you're doing martial arts now. How did you transition from you being a football player to a martial arts owner?
Well, I started doing martial arts when I was playing football, mm-hmm. okay? And that was one of the things you have to realize is that in the NFL, all the athletes are extremely, extremely good athletes. So any percentage of change that you can get to help improve your athleticism, improve your focus, your concentration, your ability to get people off of you, to acquire leverage is huge. And so that's why, you know, plus I like martial arts, so that's why I started doing it. I did that for all six seasons while I was playing. And it actually made that for five because it started at January after my first full season. And then when I got done, I'm a former computer science major at University of Wisconsin. So I made the choice between going into the corporate world. IBM was kind of where I thought I was headed. I'd worked for them probably three or four different times and doing something I wanted to do. And I decided that I wanted to coach, but I didn't want to kick my family all over the country. And I still wanted to be an athlete. And so that's what led me to, you know, open my own martial arts school.
Oh, awesome. So you also played for Green Bay, was it?
No, I was at Cleveland for a very short period. I went to camp up there in 93.
That's right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So how was it playing for Cleveland versus Atlanta?
Well, you know, all I did was go to camp in Cleveland. I can't really tell you. It's different because obviously Cleveland is a very storied franchise.
Right.
Had a lot of history and so forth. And Atlanta, we went to the playoffs a couple times while I was here. We also had some bad seasons while I was here.
Really?
But I didn't play their full season, so it's kind of hard to compare. You know,
right.
Camp sucks no matter where you go. That's how that goes.
So that's only two teams you play for the NFL.
That's correct.
Okay. So, and then, of course, you got your start off in, again, college.
University of Wisconsin.
Yes. Up north, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I got to confuse Green Bay with Wisconsin.
Right.
Okay. But how was it playing in Wisconsin versus Atlanta?
Well, that's different. I'm a Southerner, so I'm from Albany, Georgia. So,
okay.
That was a big adjustment. I mean,
exactly.
it's cold up there. Let's just keep
exactly.
it right. It's cold. The climate's different. One of the big adjustments is when you go to spring ball or summer camp down here before the season starts, it's hot in the morning.
Right.
It's hot in the middle of the day. It's hot in the afternoon.
Exactly.
It was cold up there in the morning.
Exactly.
You know, it didn't warm up until 1. And what's funny is that all the Southern players, we all played better in the afternoon because, when it's cold and damp and, they're 50 degrees and it's 8 o'clock
exactly.
in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, down here it'd be 70, you know,
exactly.
so that's how it goes.
So I'd ask two great questions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Number one is, of course, you come from Albany, Georgia, you
yep.
said. Do you still keep in contact with a lot of the people down there?
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of classmates and people from Albany have moved to the metropolitan okay. Atlanta area.
I have a quiz question for you, because I have an Albany connection to the Derek
okay.
Shapiro Show.
All right.
This, well, not really Albany connection, well, if you will, I guess. The movie star who was in that movie from Albany, Georgia, was on my show. Do you know what movie that was?
I have no earthly idea because I'm the worst trivia person you'll ever
Fireproof.
Meet.
Fireproof. Okay, the church in Fireproof, I guess, the whole of the scenes was taped in Albany, Georgia. Did
okay.
you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Okay, did you watch the movie Fireproof?
I have not seen the movie.
If you see the movie Fireproof with Kirk Cameron in there, the train tracks,
mm-hmm.
Everything was done in Albany, Georgia.
Well, I'm certain I recognize that,
yes.
but at the same time, I never saw the movie.
Okay.
So.
All right, well, yeah, see the movie, of course. You know, it's great, you know.
And
number
that.
Two is, I got
to
ask you about, what do you think about this NBA, the NFL lockout?
I knew you would ask about that
yes.
at some point in time. I mean, it's interesting because
mm-hmm.
as a business owner, I understand more now about how an NFL owner might think. Now, obviously, I'm not at that same level in terms of the amount of money they have invested and so forth. But, you know, there's a different mentality between being an owner and being an employee,
mm-hmm.
okay? With that being said, I do think that there is also an obligation to give back to people who help you build something.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the value of the NFL now, well, it was built upon the players who played the game and successful marketing by the NFL.
Exactly.
And so, you know, my thing as a retired player is, you know what, take care of those people who helped you build your game. I mean,
exactly.
a good example of that is because I looked at this actually today. I was online and I was just wanted to see. When I came in the league in 1987, the minimum salary was $65,000,
right,
which is what I made. So I know exactly what it was.
Exactly.
And the minimum salary right now is $325.
Wow.
You know, so if the ability to pay a minimum salary at $325 across the league and all these things have changed, then reach back out, take care of some of those people, you know,
exactly,
so that they can, you have to pay $1 million a year, but,
exactly,
you know, help those people, especially those who are in real bad shape who
exactly
could use some help. And
exactly,
I'm not talking about putting a person up so they can live in the country club of the South. I'm just saying make sure that if they helped you build this game and it's very lucrative for you, that you help assist them at least with basic living needs.
Sure. Now, how shocked were you when the number one team this year was the Atlanta Falcons for the NFC,
mm-hmm,
and the number one team was my New England Patriots from New England, the New England Patriots. And how shocked were you when they both lost on the home turf?
You know what? In the NFL, especially when you get to the playoffs, I mean, the last time the Falcons, the only time they went to the Super Bowl was when they beat Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota was the best team in the league that
right
year, if you remember that, how that goes. So
yes,
the answer to that is that the Falcons, the Green Bay got hot at the right time.
Exactly.
And there's no question that over the last half of the season, Green Bay was the best team.
Right.
You know, so you don't look at that and go, what woulda, coulda, shoulda. You just
exactly
go, they got beat by a team that was better than them at that point in time and was better than everyone else in the league.
Exactly.
If you'd have lost that game to someone else who maybe wasn't as good,
exactly,
then maybe you have a little head scratching going
exactly
on.
Exactly.
But it's always a learning experience.
Well, you know, I wonder if I was a jinx because I interviewed Tony George, a former New England Patriot player last year, and then you're the second football player I've ever interviewed, of course,
mm-hmm,
from the Atlanta Falcons, two great teams, of course, you know, and they both lost.
Well, you know, I can say this. No one was – you were not interviewing playing on the field, so
exactly,
you know, football games are decided by players
exactly
on the field.
Exactly, exactly. So tell me about you doing the martial arts. Actually, I was
mm-hmm
at a martial arts event today. I don't know if you
yeah
heard my first one.
Actually, you were at Merida Martial Arts, if I'm mistaken,
yeah,
right?
No, Smyrna.
Smyrna Martial Arts, okay.
Yeah, Smyrna Black Belt Academy, actually,
right.
I'm sorry. They had a fundraiser for the
St. Jude's
and mm-hmm Moss Ministries.
Okay.
Tell me about, at your place, do you have kids breaking boards? Because I actually broke a board live on the air today. I was seeing that. I never saw people break boards before in person. I actually broke the board my first time. I was broadcasting on the DSS TV station,
mm-hmm,
and I actually did it. And live on the air, you know, it was awesome. Do you that yours?
When we do demonstrations, we will break board and concrete and stuff like that because people like to see it.
Right.
From a martial arts standpoint, I always say that there's no boards or bricks running up to attack you, generally speaking.
Awesome.
So we would like to spend our time working on skills that we can employ if we need to, and on bettering ourselves. But those are ways that you can demonstrate focus, power, and snap, and then they're obviously more sophisticated, you know, higher level breaks and so
right
forth.
What differentiates yourself from other martial arts places?
I always say it's not a matter of being better or worse,
mm-hmm,
because if you're a real martial artist, then you understand that the world of martial arts is very big.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that differentiates us is that we have a very large volume of material, and
mm-hmm
so we teach a wide variety of technique, and it allows people to grow and develop over a long period of time.
Awesome,
okay?
Awesome. And your place is located on Canton Road.
Mm-hmm. I'm located on the corner of Canton Road and Piedmont Road, Piedmont Walk Shopping Center. Been
oh,
there.
Awesome.
Be my 19th year this year, believe it or not, so I've been around the game a little bit.
So people want to get in contact with you, they call...
They call 770-422-9250, and the website is ShaolinCenter.com, and they're welcome to contact us at any point in time. We have three schools in town, one in Norcross, one at Virginia Highlands, which is also known as InTown, and my school out in Marietta.
Awesome. And of course, are people starstruck when they see you over there?
You know what? I'm at these points in time, I'm just lucky. People look at me and go, you too late?
Exactly. Now, also, I want to mention this before we go to the next segment. Of course, I do appreciate you being here once
no
again,
problem
too. Tell me about your health, YOR health, that you advocate so deeply.
I think that's a very good product. That's a product where at one point in time I was actually selling it, and then I decided, you know, if you're going to try to build a business, then you go that route. At this point in time, that's just a product that I like to use, and
mm-hmm
I think it works. So I use the repair, which helps keeps the injuries down and helps the body circulate blood and so forth, so that
mm-hmm
you know that you can heal yourself up. I utilize their shake because it gives you all your nutrients and so forth, and those are two essential things that I need, one from being an old football player and two trying to manage your weight, that you know, that I found to be very, very helpful.
Well,
and they work.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And also do you have any kids of your own now?
I do. My daughter is playing volleyball on a scholarship at Loyola University in Maryland.
Oh,
and
awesome.
My son is a sophomore at Kennesaw Mountain, where he's playing football too.
Really? So do you think your son's gonna be in the NFL as well?
You know, you never know. Awesome. You know, I mean, you know, he might wind up there. We'll see one day at a time.
And your kids go to work with you sometimes too over there?
My kids have they grew up in that environment, and exactly. And they look at you, they go, "That's daddy school," and you know, we'll be back. We do a little this and that, but that's dad's thing.
But I always say, you know, I'm bringing my son to work tonight. You know, mm-hmm. I always bring my kids in the studio, because my show's always been open to my children. You know,
right.
And children. You know,
it's beautiful. This exactly. has happened. I mean, it's I followed my father around. My father actually, like I told, played for the Boston Patriots
a long
time ago.
Say that,
and,
yeah. Before New England.
Right. Exactly. So a long time ago. And then here's an interesting story about that is my dad played for the Boston Patriots.
Yep.
He got drafted in the military, the Special Forces, came back out. Cowboys called him up and said, you know, Herman Reed, we'd like for you to play for us. And he chose to be a teacher.
Really?
Because teacher made more money, had a more stable career, and yep. he was ready to raise a family at that point in time.
And of course, you're a teacher now, too.
Well, exactly. So,
exactly.
You know, what I was saying is I follow my father around all the time, and that's one of the reasons I'm very natural in terms of how I instruct and what I do because of my whole lifetime of being around educators.
Well, thank you very much, Michael Reed.
Thank you very much, Derek.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to interview again twice again.
Hey, I'm happy hanging out with you and the big man
Yes. Oh, and you know what? That's funny because his mother calls him big man.